In this episode, I'm going to be speaking about the evidence of how and why viruses are not contagious, and how the medical profession has been able to fool everyone into believing that they are. This originated with the germ theory of disease. As I've stated before numerous times, the germ theory of disease is the catalyst for all things that you are seeing now, such as vaccination, medication, pharmaceuticals, medical treatments, treatment for cancer, antibiotics, and so on and so forth. These all originate from the germ theory of disease. And I want to speak on the origin of this theory, or this doctrine. Many thousands of years ago, there existed an ancient religion, a religion that has been passed down from generation to generation in secret, behind the veil of secrecy. This religion is known as the Mystery Schools. It is the doctrine of Freemasonry. It states that man himself can become God through the worship of the intelligence or the intellect. Man can harness his own power to become as God. This doctrine originates from ancient Babylonian times. They are the ancient teachings of Freemasonry. It is mentioned in Genesis, in the Bible, 6,000 years ago. I'm going to read a portion of Genesis, and I want you to think about what is being conveyed in the story of Adam and Eve. And remember that everything that I'm going to read to you is symbolic in nature, meant to express a deeper meaning. Quote, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die." Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. Now what is being conveyed with this story? And remember that the story of Adam and Eve is a symbolic story, meant to convey something deeper. Always remember that these are symbolic stories, not necessarily literal accounts of history, at least insofar as the story of Adam and Eve. When we read of the serpent, what is this telling us? The serpent is the personification of Lucifer. Now, in the mystery schools, they believe that it is Lucifer who gave knowledge to mankind. They believe that he gave the gift of intellect to mankind, allowing him to think and reason. These are the teachings that have been passed down from ancient Babylon into ancient Egypt into modern day, and is still practiced. It is practiced under many different names, many different groups, all of which adhere to the teachings of the mystery schools. A few of these groups are the Knights of Columbus, the Knights Templar, the Jason Society, the Freemasons, the Brotherhood of the Snake, the Order of the Golden Dawn, the Nabreath, Ordo Templi Orientis, OTO, also called Order of the Temple of the East. And the list goes on. All of these together make up the collective whole of Freemasonry, and they practice the mystery religion of ancient Babylon. These groups are merely one and the same. What is it that they really believe? Well, I told you some of what they believe when it comes to their belief in the intellect, but what about their symbology? Their main symbol is that of the Eye of Horus. This is an ancient Egyptian symbol, which has its roots in Freemasonry. Freemasonry is the most ancient religion on earth, and it has existed for many thousands of years. One of their main symbols is that of the sun. But it is not the sun that they worship. It is the meaning that is behind the sun, the esoteric meaning. The esoteric meaning is that the sun is the symbol of intellect. It is the light. Now, who is the light as mentioned in the Bible? Lucifer, the light. The sun is the symbol of intellect. The sun rises in the east every single day, and it sets in the west. That which precedes the sun is the bright morning star known as Sirius. This is known as the Dog Star. It's part of the constellation of Orion. Now, these are all symbols for something deeper within the Luciferian doctrine. To understand these symbols has taken me many years, but they are absolutely necessary to understand why all of this is happening. For this is a spiritual battle. And whether you believe in it or not, those in power believe it, and it will affect you. So we had better learn what it is they believe. The sun is the symbol of intellect, of knowledge, of the light. In ancient Egypt, the sun is the symbol of Horus, which is the same doctrine as the mystery schools that is disguised within the ancient Egyptian teachings of the gods and goddesses, Horus, Osiris, and Isis, the Queen Mother of Heaven. What must be understood is that none of these gods and goddesses were real. They are intended to tell you a story. The story is defined in two ways, the esoteric and the exoteric. The exoteric is the story, the meaning that is given to the majority. The esoteric is the true meaning of the story. The true meaning of the gods and goddesses and the story of ancient Egypt is to hide the teachings of the mystery schools, the mystery religion. It is the ancient teaching of Freemasonry, and it is disguised within the teachings of ancient Egypt. That must be understood. So what am I trying to tell you? First, we must look at the symbols used in modern medicine. What do we see? We see the staff of Asclepius, and around it enwrapped a serpent, the serpent, as mentioned in Genesis. The serpent, the symbol of Lucifer. The serpent has always been the symbol of Lucifer. Why is this being used in modern medicine? For you see, modern medicine has been going on for thousands of years. There's nothing modern about it. This is a deception in order to bring us into their goal of a new age, which has been going on for thousands of years. And they believe it is their duty to usher in this new age. It is their duty at any cost, whatever it takes to do so. When we look at the symbols of modern medicine, they are speaking to us if you have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. They are telling you where they came from, what they believe, and what their goal is. Now, these people do not necessarily believe in Lucifer or Satan or God. As a matter of fact, they are atheists. They believe that man himself is God, or that man can become enlightened to become God. But they do not believe in God. It is this ancient doctrine that all of this is flowing from. We cannot understand what's going on with the nature of disease, why they are doing all of these things, and why they are pushing these vaccines, and why are they doing all of this? You cannot understand it until you understand this vitally important topic. And it is a very complex topic, and it does not come to you easily. As I said, it took me many years to understand finally what is going on. In order to have their new age or their new world order, they must dissolve all existing religions on the face of the earth except for theirs. They must get rid of the family structure. They must get rid of society as you know it. Everything must collapse and be reborn like the phoenix from the ashes. Another symbol of Freemasonry, the phoenix rising from the ashes, which is the symbol of the old world and the birth of the new world. The phoenix is the symbol of the New World Order, one of the symbols. The ashes shows the old world, and the phoenix is rising up to create a new world. This New World Order is not based upon benevolency. It is based upon control. In order to bring their vision to reality, they do so gradually over time, gradually breaking down society, gradually breaking down the minds of man. Man must be turned against nature. Man must be turned against their own body and mind. Remember the story of Genesis, the knowledge of good and evil. What did it say? If you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will become like God. At first, they did not even know they were naked and they were not ashamed. But as they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They were given knowledge. It is the quest for this knowledge that separates man from God and man from nature. And I'm not talking about wanting to know. I am talking about the quest for trying to become something that we are not designed to be. We are not God. We are part of God, but we are not God. It is this quest for knowledge, the worship of the intellect, that is bringing all of this about. They believe that the population on Earth must be reduced to a manageable level. This is true. But how are they to go about it? You see, they cannot line everybody up on a wall and shoot them in the back of the head, because that will cause an uprising. So they got together and they formulated a way to reduce population over a number of years. It is stated, such as on the Guidestones, which is Freemasonic in origin, that the world's population must not exceed 500 million people. As such, those in power, being Freemasons in their belief, they have a quest to reduce population, and they will do so at any cost. Instead of shooting people outright, they found a way around that. And it is much worse than just shooting people. It is the destruction of nature as we know it. It is the separation of man from nature, man from God, man from the natural order of things. Therefore, it is easy to understand why they would concoct a germ theory of disease. For if disease is caused by nature, God was in error when he created man. You see, so therefore, if nature itself is imperfect, we can make it perfect and we can give you the answer. We are mankind. We are your Savior. We are God. We can give you the solution, because nature is imperfect. Evolution evolved us into the state that we are in. We were not created, so they claim. No, we evolved. And we can evolve into a higher form, a higher being. Now this, the doctrine of communism, has its roots in the teachings I was mentioning to you before, the Luciferian doctrine. They believe that man will make a giant leap in consciousness into godhood, that they will become enlightened. But their idea of enlightenment is not the true form of enlightenment. It is the Luciferian form. It is not the reality, the truth. Their enlightenment is at the benefit of them, not for you. It is to benefit their agenda, their new world. Enlightenment. Never going against the grain, but going along to get along, whatever they do, you are supposed to agree with them. That is their enlightenment. It is turning black against white, man against woman. Do you not see this going on now? It is order out of chaos. They must accomplish these things gradually over time in order to bring about their new world order. The creation of the germ theory of disease was a pivotal move for these people. Because through this theory of germs, they are able to separate man from himself, from nature, and from God. No longer is disease a complex issue, a puzzle to figure out with many different causes. Now it is easily determined by that which comes from outside the body. No longer do people have any responsibility for their own health. It is the result of other people around them that are dirty, that are sinful. You see, they use that word a lot too. They will feign morality to suit their agenda at the drop of a hat. That is why they have all of these preachers on national television, these fake Christians, that come out and tell you, do not ever get angry or passionate. Do not ever show anger about what is happening. When Jesus in the Bible used a whip against the money changers in the temple, these so-called Christians are actually part of the brotherhood bringing about the New World Order. Their goal, in part, is to pacify the people, to teach them that it is the doctors and the police officers and the nurses and all of these people have been sent by God, and how dare you question their authority? This vaccine has been sent to us directly from the gates of heaven. That's what they would like to have you believe, and many people do. They believe that Donald Trump was our savior. But guess what? He's not. He's merely a man, and he lied to you for the past 5 years. This is all a deception. Their goal is to shackle the mob, get rid of all existing religions except for theirs, which will be spread amongst the world. And this new religion will be based on science. It will be a religion of science. And how dare you ever question the science of mankind? It is infallible. For if you do that, you will be castigated from society and God knows what else. Because science is God. Because mankind, through his intellect, came to these conclusions. And so it is with germ theory. But guess what? They didn't count on Jeff Green coming along and exposing the deception, did they? Well, here I am, and I will never shut up until you kill me. I am going to expose this if I have to go on national television in front of millions of people and be exposed to COVID. But we know that they would never allow such a thing to take place. They simply would not allow it. You will never see that on national television to save your life. And that should tell you something there, too. They only give you one side of the story. Always the deception, with a little bit of truth thrown in for good measure, to attract truth seekers. People are so willing to believe anything nowadays without any evidence, without any proof. Which is exactly why people still believe in germ theory, even though we have mounds of evidence that shows us that it is inaccurate and fraudulent. Germ theory is a bane on mankind, with its roots in evolutionary theory, with its roots in Darwinism, communism, Marxism, all originating from the mystery schools, the mystery religion. These things are being done on purpose to deceive you and turn you away from nature and from God and from your own body and from other people around you, so that they can provide the answer to you, which is more control. They want and need their utopia. Their utopia is not a utopia that you would have in heaven. It is a utopia that you would have in hell. Hell on earth. Control. If you step out of bounds in their utopia, you are to be eliminated by your family, by your neighbors. They will turn their back on you in a heartbeat. That is the situation we are in right now. And that is where we are headed to. And we are seeing all of that taking place right now. You are witnessing the collapse, and then you are going to witness the rebirth of mankind into this new age, the age of Aquarius, the age of deception, which is why I named my book that, because this is, without a doubt, the age of deception. Germ theory is incredibly dangerous. It teaches man that nature is to blame for all of man's ills. It turns man against his own body. He cannot trust himself. He cannot trust others around him. Do you see what kind of effect this would have on a person? If they can accomplish such a task, which they have, all it would take is one thing in order to destroy mankind, because mankind already believes the greatest lie there ever was. Nature is not responsible for disease. It is man's encroachment upon nature. He wants to become powerful, more powerful than he's really intended to be. As such, there are great consequences to all of this. Environmental pollutions of all types. Because man does not know how to be responsible, apparently, with what it is they create. Most all of this can be done in a manner that does not harm one another, does not harm the environment. Mankind is still trying to figure out their place in nature, I believe. They do not understand the minutiae, the complexities of what causes disease. When I think about disease, I am looking down to a dust particle, things that you cannot see, and I'm not talking about viruses. People only consider what they can see. But everything matters. Everything. People do not see the changes in nature or in their own body. The human body changes throughout the day considerably. They don't see that. They don't see the inner workings of the body. They don't think about it. They go about their daily life. Meanwhile, the body cycles through 50 gallons of blood within 24 hours. They never feel a thing when it's working properly. You can see how easy it would be to deceive a multitude of people with a theory such as germ theory, something that you cannot readily see. It is all written down and theorized. It is shrouded in language that you do not understand. The writer understands it, but you don't. It is all done to convince people that their studies to prove that this germ and this virus and that bacteria cause disease is legitimate, and it has merit. And look, this is a very complex thing that we are doing here. It's out of the realm of understanding of the average person, therefore you could never understand it, and anybody that does, such as me, or anybody else, they are labeled as lunatics because I didn't go to college for 8 years to learn to be a doctor. And thank God I didn't, because I wouldn't be here talking to you right now. I would be parroting the same bullshit that other doctors do. And we have plenty of people that parrot the same beliefs. And guess what? At the end of the day, you're no better off than you were before. You're sicker. You're more unhealthy. You have more disease. You have more diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and so on and so forth. You are sicker now, and you're living maybe a little bit longer, which is also a lie. They try to propagandize you. Well, look, we're living so much longer. The technology that we have been able to produce has just gave us so much more life. Bullshit. You are not living longer. People are more unhealthy than they've ever been. They are weak. They have poor constitution. I look at people all the time when I go out, which isn't very often. At least not into these major parts of the city. And I look at people. I've observed people all of my life. And I look at people around me. I'm literally the healthiest person in any place at any given time. Very rarely do I run across somebody that's healthy. Now, you go over to Asia. You go over to another third world country, they call it. Look how healthy they are. Much healthier. And yet, they don't have the high society that we do, which is all a big bogus lie, an illusion. People don't even go outside of their house, let alone study the rest of the world or go to the rest of the world. I have been overseas. I have been there. I have been in different parts of the world. America is not a healthy nation. It's intentionally designed that way. And it's not just the United States anymore. It's other countries now. Most of the first world countries. That is why they are trying to get these third world countries vaccinated. They've got to bring them up to our level, or down to our level, you could say. They are more hesitant to get vaccinated. So we'll just burn thousands of bodies in makeshift bonfires in a crematorium that is staged in order to convince everyone that we have an incredible death rate and that the infection rate is beyond control. And that's exactly what they did. And they're going to do it again. They have all kinds of things up their sleeve that they can pull out of their hat when they need to. And so this germ theory of disease has taken great hold, and people are more unhealthy than they've ever been. They're going to continue to keep getting more and more unhealthy as time goes on, because the manipulation of the food supply, manipulation of the air through pollution, environmental factors that is made problematic by man, all of these things are adding up the incredible increase in vaccination across the board. 72 plus, now we're going to say 80 plus with the COVID booster shots. I don't see how any child could have two brain cells to rub together by the time they're 18 years old. And they're definitely not going to be saying the things I'm saying because they will not have the intelligence to do so. They're never going to figure it out. We're doomed with these people. This generation that's coming up is absolutely out of their mind. Yes, some of them are very intelligent, but look at the majority. They're over-vaccinated. They are over-propagandized. It is absolutely ridiculous. The parents don't know what's going on because they're just as stupid. In many cases, they're even dumber than their children. And so you're going to see this nation of sheeple continue to go down the path of disease. And it's going to get worse and worse. And we're going to need more vaccines. Many more. You see, remember what I told you about the population. It must be reduced. The more vaccines that are introduced into the population, the greater degree of death over a period of time. The greater degree of disease, the more dead you have over a period of time. Let's say 50 to 100 years. These vaccines are not intended or designed to work immediately. They do not express themselves, usually, until later in life. That is the designed purpose of these vaccines. You can't just have a vaccine kill off millions of people all in one go. People would not believe or trust in the vaccination. And we have to get the vaccination rate up because the faith in vaccination has been reduced over a number of years. So we have to renew a great faith in vaccination. We have to be made to believe it is our patriotic duty to get vaccinated. It is our duty as American citizens to wear a mask to protect the vulnerable, isn't it? And all of this is going to be clothed in patriotism. If you refuse to do these things, you will be labeled a radical and unpatriotic. And people will look at you as if you are a crazy person because you do not want to wear a mask and you do not want to get a dangerous vaccine. And so it is in these days. This is exactly what is taking place before your very eyes. And what you're going to see is the complete decay of human interaction, of compassion. You can't even touch anybody anymore. You see, that's what they want you to be like. They don't want to have any human interaction. They want to do away with all of the pleasures that we as human, healthy humans, are able to take part in. They are against that, and you may think that they're for all of that, but they are actually against it because we are going to turn into a suppressive society. One of the first things that a suppressive society, a Marxist society, always does is it removes procreation. It removes the contact between people. We have to limit human contact. We have to be focused on making this new system, see? We have to be working all of the time. We do not have time for pleasure. Once again, this goes right back into germ theory. We are nothing but bacteria. We have no higher purpose whatsoever. We are evolutionary mishaps. This is what they believe. And when you understand that, you understand why we are going through what we're going through. Because we are dealing with psychopaths. That's why. They think what they're doing is right. Look at Bill Gates. Psychopath. Thinks he knows what he's doing. Doesn't have a clue. Doesn't know the difference between his ass and a hole in the ground. Okay? These kind of people are dangerous. Very dangerous. Bill Gates is a puppet. He's got billions of dollars, but that's nothing in comparison to the Rothschilds, who have trillions and trillions of dollars and massive control. They have control over everything printed that you read, that you listen to on the news. George Soros, He's just a tiny little player. Although he is a prominent figure, he is just a small-time player. Another communist. We are dealing with the grips of tyranny, which is communism, Marxism, which is to be the system of the New World Order. You cannot control a group of people unless you have these systems. And wherever they've been tried, they have always failed. But people, oh, but look, you can do it. It just depends on how it's done. People believe that lie, too. It's never been accomplished because, you know, people didn't do it right. Well, if you believe that, you are a fool. An absolute bumbling fool. These people have not been alive long enough to even understand the history of communism, Marxism. They've never studied it. I have. And while I'm not an expert on the whole entire matter, I can tell you right now, I don't want to be living in it. Now I'm going to close with reading to you a quote. A few quotes, in fact. All to do with germ theory. Quote, medical doctors are working on the germ theory of disease, but the germ theory is already weakening and is due for being thrown aside. Dr. Fraser of Canada and Dr. Powell of California have experimented with billions of germs of all varieties, but they have been unable to produce a single disease by the introduction of germs into human subjects. Dr. Waite tried for years to prove the germ theory, but he could not do so. During the World War, an experiment was conducted at Gallops Island, Massachusetts, in which millions of influenza germs were injected into over 100 men at the government hospital, and no one got the flu. Germs are scavengers, unquote. Principles and Practice of Naturopathy, E.W. Cordingley, M.D. In order to be able to better assess the puzzling mass disease, an attempt to a simulated infection was undertaken with volunteers in Boston in November of 1918. These were 62 healthy sailors charged with delinquency and sent to prison. They had been promised a pardon under the condition that they take part in an experiment. 39 of them had not had influenza, so the theory was that they would be particularly susceptible to infection and illness. But the results proved nothing of the sort, as American scientific journalist Gina Coletta describes in her book Influenza. It goes on, quote, Navy doctors collected the mucus from men who were desperately ill from the flu, gathering thick, viscous secretions from their nose and throats. They sprayed mucus from flu patients into the nose and throats of some men and dropped it into other men's eyes. In one attempt, they swabbed mucus from the back of the nose of a man with the flu, and then directly swabbed one patient's nasal septum and rubbed it directly onto the nasal septum of one of the volunteers. Trying to simulate what happens naturally when people are exposed to flu victims, the doctors took 10 of the volunteers onto the hospital ward where men were dying of the disease. The sick men lay huddled on their narrow beds, burning with fever, drifting in and out of sleep in a delirium. The 10 healthy men were given their instructions. Each was to walk up to the bed of a sick man and draw near him, lean into his face, breathe in his fetid breath, and chat with him for 5 minutes. To be sure that the healthy man had had a full exposure to the sick man's disease, the sick man was to exhale deeply, while the healthy man drew the sick man's breath directly into his own lungs. Finally, the flu victim coughed 5 times in the volunteer's face. Each healthy volunteer repeated these actions with 10 different flu patients. Each flu patient had been seriously ill for no more than 3 days, a period when the virus, or whatever it was that was causing the flu, should still be around in his mucus, in his nose, in his lungs. But not a single healthy man got sick. Unquote. A comparable experiment carried out under much stricter conditions took place in San Francisco with 50 imprisoned sailors. But once again, the results did not correspond with what the doctors had expected. Quote, scientists were stunned if these healthy volunteers did not get infected with influenza despite doctors' best efforts to make them ill, then what was causing this disease? How exactly did people get the flu? Unquote. Virus Mania, pages 226 through 227. And I'm sure that many of you are stunned to hear this information for the very first time. But there's much more where that came from. And I'm going to cover this more and more as time goes on. So I hope this has been an enlightening program. And thank you for listening.